So the snippets is sponsored by Renee Jack Nussbaum Le'ilu Nishmas Adam Ado Bas Yehuda Tzvi. Just a short snippet to finish this last pasuk of Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen Va'amen, and to round out our week. We've been developing this theme. Amen Va'amen means the truth of truths, our acknowledgement, our affirmation that Hashem is the Makor, He's the source of all bracha La'olam, even when He's hidden, but forever Hashem is who we turn to. He is the source of all bracha. So we conclude a Baruch Shem Kvodo Li'olam Amen Va'amen. Blessed is the glorious name, the name of glory of Hashem forever, Li'olam. V'yimaleich v'do es kol ha'aretz, and we pray that all the earth be filled with His glory. And again, we answer with this affirmation, this statement of Amen Va'amen. Rav Avram ben Agra, the Gra's son, explains that Li'ola means that this bracha should be something which lasts forever, our tapping into Hashem as the source of all blessing. He's the source of all that exists. Whatever we enjoy, whatever we benefit from, physically, materially, spiritually, emotionally, Hashem is its source. And so that notion that Hashem is the source and from Him flows all bracha, La'olam, should happen forever. And kol ha'aretz, that Hashem's honor, His glory, His presence should last forever and should fill everywhere. So we have the Olam, which is a reference to time, and Kol Haaretz, which is a reference to space. And says the Gra son of Avram ben Agra, that's why we answer Amen Va'amen. We conclude with the two Amens, one corresponding to our hope that Hashem's presence, His glory, His blessings fill time, the other that Hashem's blessings can be perceived and fill space. Amen on time, and Amen on space. The Radak, Rav David Kimchi, understands this pasuk as anticipating a time in the future redemptive era. Baruch Shem Kvodo Le'olam. What does it mean, the Shem Kvodo? Hashem's name, Kvodo, of glory. So the Radak writes that Shem Kvodo means Hashem's name, the way it's written, but it's not pronounced. It means what we know about God, those true believers, the Yirei Shemayim. We know God is omnipotent, infinite. We know about His providence in the world. However, it's not pronounced that way, because the world right now does not universally see, accept, embrace Hashem and His design for the world. Only in the future, the Gemara Pesachim on Daf Nun tells us that only in the future will His name be fully pronounced the way that it's read. Only then will the written and pronounced be the same. In fact, we say this, Bayamahu Yashem Echad Ushmo Echad, that both the truth and reality of who He is, the source of all, in control of everything, and Shemo, His name, the way we relate to Him. So both the reality of His existence plus the way that we perceive Him will be congruous. They'll match. They'll be exactly the same. That's Bayom Hahu, in the future, in that day. And when that happens, the Malek Fodo is Kol Haaretz. Then Hashem's pronounced name will fill the whole land. So really, in this short paragraph, we're concluding it with a hope and a wish towards the future, that Baruch Shem Kvodo Li'olam V'Yimaleich Kvodo Es Kol Haaretz, that right now we have access to a truth. We know about Hashem's greatness, we know His presence in our life, but we long and we wish for when the world will wise up, when the world will see it and embrace it and know it. And that's our hope. We transition from a time of Baruch Shem Kvodo Li'olam, from a time of only Shem Kvodo, that the way it's pronounced and the way it's written are two different things, to a time of Yimalei Kvodo Es Kol Haaretz, that the whole world, the whole earth, the whole land is filled with people who see and embrace and recognize the role of Hashem in our lives. Certainly as we're going through these difficult times, more people, I think, are praying than ever. And hopefully, all of us will come together in prayer. Hashem will hear them and bring that day of redemption, of peace, safety, and security for us soon.